This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You wanted to talk about the bullpen because we both agree should be vastly improved. Not only because you get a full year of Urseg, hopefully a healthy Hunter Harvey. We all know how excited everybody was when they traded for him. Just never saw it in a Royals uniform because I think he was overused maybe by the Nationals. Then they go out and the surprise signing was Carlos Estevez.
Yeah, and I was not against the signing of Estevez. Very happy that they added another high leverage, high velocity bullpen arm. They obviously paid him a lot of money to bring him here. He's had a little bit of a spring training flare-up injuries. I'm not overly concerned with it yet. Although you know how it is, relievers and a little soft, you know, just like you're always a little worried, but not overly concerned. I just don't want to fall into the same trap as last year, which is, look, if Estevez pitches this entire spring training or pitches the rest of it or pitches starting in a week and goes the rest of the way, I don't want to guarantee the closer role to anyone. I feel like they've tried to do that each of the last couple of years, and then they've tried to do it again as people got hurt. So they're like, it's Will Smith. He's the guy. And then it takes too long to move off it. And it's, you know, it's MacArthur now, and he's the guy. And then it takes a while to move off it. And when you get stuck in these loops, rather than just saying, you're all high leverage, we've acknowledged that, it's going to be a lot harder for you to get knocked off a high leverage, but I'm not guaranteeing any of the 8th, the 9th, the 7th. I'm hot-handing the last few innings, the last few outs, the whole season. If somebody doesn't have it, the velocity's down, the control's not there, if including Estevez, well, then I'm tossing it to Urseg. He closed pretty well, I thought. This is an open competition for me in the bullpen because I think the best way to take advantage of it is to do what they said they were going to do all the time, which is closerless baseball, right? We don't have one guy who comes in. We pitch the guy whose numbers match up and is pitching well.
So last year, they didn't have options, so I think that's why they ended up approaching it the way you were saying, because ultimately it got to a point prior to Urseg where, like, who do you trust? That was the whole thing when we had our MacArthur thing.
Oh, and yeah.
When people were frustrated, why?
I trusted him for a while.
They didn't have any other option for a bit. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody's like, well, anybody's better. But that's always an unrealistic response to anything. Like, I'll try anybody.
Also wasn't true based on last year's bullpen.
But once Urseg came, it became clear. I think going into the season, it's not a competition. It will be Estevez. But Matt Quatrero has shown he's willing to also play the matchups. And he's going to, if it's the 8th inning and it's the highest leverage part, that will be Estevez. Doesn't have to be, the 9th. We always, that part.
I want everybody moving around in this like fluid situation.
I think we'll see it. But the first month of the season, let's say, certainly the first couple weeks of the season.
You think he's going to get every same chance?
Let's say it's opening day and the Royals are up 2-1 and it's the 9th inning. I will be shocked. And I'm sure you will, whether it's that day or a week later, if it's not Estevez. That's how they're going to play it out. Now, as time goes on, if it shows that he's not their best guy in the highest leverage spot, I think they've shown it as an organization with Matt Quatrero, they're willing to pivot if they have to. I also think he'll be pretty darn good this year, first of all. But they have so many options now, it looks like, unlike last year. They're basically like, we're not letting this bullpen drag us down like it did the first half of the season a year ago. And I love that going into this year.
I think a lot of it is like the way I view the Royals offseason now is, and you know, every team tries to do this. In baseball, it's a little easier for some teams. You got unlimited budget. They had two really fatal flaws last year. One was the outfield, in which they got zero production. The other was the bullpen. They fixed one. The other one they're just praying on.
Right.
The bullpen has to work, or you are in the identical spot you were in last year, or worse, because you're banking on your starting pitching to be exactly the same. This is why, like with the bullpen, becomes like this pivotal thing for the first 4 to 6 weeks for me, where they can't really afford slow starts in the early going where the bats have traditionally been slow. And I still think there's weaknesses in the outfield from an offensive perspective We are going to have to win some games 3-2, 4-3 in April if you're the Royals. And, like, I just don't want you getting hung up on, Estevez is the closer, and it's game 8, and he can't get outs, and we're doing this all over again. It took, like, a month to move off of Will Smith. There's nowhere, or 6 weeks. It's way too late. I know you paid him all the money. I understand why you brought him in. I'm not saying he shouldn't pitch in high leverage. I'm just saying if it's 3-2 and he's blown two saves in a row and it's April, hand the ball to somebody else. I don't care if he's had his normal rest or anything else. Yeah. Be more flexible than you were last year. And you might be right. Maybe the flexibility of last year was simply based on the idea that they did not have any arms in which to be flexible. It wasn't going to provide that, and this does. And then I'm just worried about it for no reason. I'm very excited to see the bullpen for what it's worth. I think the combination of arms they have down there, especially if Hunter Harvey bounces back in any particular way, him and Estevez, well,
if he's
and
on,
Ursek,
if he's on, that's how they have a top three bullpen in the American League or something like that. I think Vern said he thinks it could be a top five. If Harvey, Ursek, and Estevez are all on, then yeah, I mean, it's about as good as you'll find in the American League. And then it maybe makes up for if the starting pitching regresses a little bit, or certainly if we think, you know, there's still the offensive concerns, and there are, heading into the season, if they have a stretch, like, can you win some really tight 3-1, 2-1 type of games, or, you know, which last year at times they were in position to do that. And of course the bullpen in the first half of the season, at least until Ursek arrived, they coughed those up. So yeah, I think that'll be one of those areas that, on paper you should feel good about. Hopefully it doesn't end up being some sort of disappointment or whatever, because there's no reason when you just look at the names and you look at the stuff that the bullpen shouldn't be really good.
I mean,
mention, like, we didn't even include Angel Serpa in that mix too. He's another guy that
pitched really well
in the postseason. They trusted him big time against Juan Soto and some of the other bats that were crucial times. So I think they're positioned pretty well. And look, injuries will happen. We all know that. But that's why you need the depth in the bullpen. And maybe that's what makes up for some of the starting pitching.
I think so. I think there's at least a pretty good chance that it will. And again, as I think I said to Vern last week, I honestly think that this is the deepest bullpen they've had on paper to start the season since, like, those playoff runs.
Oh, back in 15?
Yeah, I mean, I follow the team pretty closely. You follow the team pretty closely over the years. Bullpen is consistently one of the things you go into the postseason talking about a bunch of dudes in AAA you've never heard of and being like, well, I hope that guy works out, and random veteran coming off a bad year every year. This year it is, Estevez was a good, really good major league closer last year. Ursek closed games for you and did a really good job for you last year. Hunter Harvey was a really good bullpen guy before the injury, for what it's worth. And then, you're like, you know, I hope Zerpa stays at this level. And we know that they've switched Jonathan Bolin to a bullpen arm, probably in AAA to start the season. But we know that
he'll be up at some point.
You know, like,
some injury or something.
And so, but, like, the hope for guys are way further down the trust list, which makes you just feel a lot better versus the Buchter Mauer. And we're like, we'll make these guys work.
Well, and it makes sense, right? They were in the playoffs. They were in the American League Divisional Series last year. It's you know, this roster, it's to win now. This is not waiting. This is a roster for this season that is built to win right this second. And hopefully, ultimately, we're, 22, 23 days away from opening day. And, you know, we'll be broadcasting live out there. I can already tell you, Gate D, I can guarantee you, we will be outside there getting set for opening day.
You don't know that for a fact, do you?
I mean, I kind of do.
The spec told you?
No, but, like, that's where we're at, man. That's where I will bet you just about anything that we will be outside Gate D.
The only thing you got to avoid is, like, a global pandemic.